Let's move on to today. Now, AOC is doing all her politics stuff like a real empowered girl boss down at the Capitol when she came across a fan named Alex Stein, who is actually a very funny comedian. And he was filming a video. Let's see the master at work.
See, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite, AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Woo, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
Now, that was a very nice and complimentary video about AOC. She did look hot in that dress. I agree with Alex there. Great commentary. However, AOC realized after the fact that this might have been a troll. So her posing for a selfie may have been a bit of a mistake when it comes to her lunatic fanbase. So it was time for some epic cope, meltdowning on Twitter, girl boss style, where she posted this.
This guy followed me up the Capitol saying, "Look at your juicy ass, you hot Latina," and a bunch of other disgusting garbage in front of an officer who let him continue. Yeah, he's just talking. So I'm just going to share his photo here since there's no other protection. Ladies and anyone, avoid this guy.
Then of course everyone started to say she wanted to date Alex because, well, she made the meme. So she doubled down in an even greater fashion. I posted about a deeply disgusting incident that happened today on the Capitol steps, but took it down because it's clearly someone seeking extremist fame. It's just a bummer to work in an institution that openly allowed this, but talking about it only invites more. Just really sad. Aww. It's a bummer, isn't it? To work in an institution where people might accost you in the street. That sounds terrible. It sure is a pity she was, only 6 days ago, saying how cool it was that Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh was getting harassed by crazy people while having his dinner because of the Roe versus Wade decision. I mean, if it's okay for him, it's okay for you, AOC, isn't it? Then, not content with the internet laughing at her hard enough, she went all street girl style for her next post of idiocy.
Here's a video he posted of the incident. I was actually walking over to deck him, because if no one will protect us, then I'll do it myself. But I needed to catch a vote, more than a case today.
Oh, you were walking over to deck him, were you? Pressing X to doubt there, sweet cheeks. And she managed to humiliate herself this much in the space of half an hour. It was truly astonishing. Never change, AOC. I mean that. If you get fat, no one will ever vote for you again. Your brain won't help you there.